We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
It's Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I'm the host of this hour, and we're about 5 minutes into the hour right now. Yes, it's about 5 after 12. If there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC. CITR is always a great show that I've got for you today. And we start things off with a track going back to 1978. Another Music in a Different Kitchen by the Buzzcocks, Love Battery. And this is from a recent vinyl reissue. And I love the vinyl. I'm sure you do too, or you did at one point. And even if you're not into vinyl and turntables, well, I'm sure you like looking at those nice big 12-inch record jackets with the amazing artwork and other stuff on them. So yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to get into a brand new track, an unreleased track from the brand new Restarts release. It's called A Sickness of the Mind, and it is scheduled to be out June 21st, and it's 12 new Restarts tracks, and all I got to say is these two tracks that have recently been unleashed have been some of the best Restarts tracks ever, and we're going to hear one of those tracks, and like I said, from the brand new album, A Sickness in Mind by the Restarts out of London, England, this is a track called Independentzia. Here we go.
Like so, sir, and did he only ever smile? Why did he appear? But I'm here, I can find the past. For the restarts, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Red to five. Roy Harper from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Rob Chaos from Total Chaos.
This is Sean Smash from Total Chaos. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk no die.
Yeah!
Nobody else can say nobody else. I'm Jello Biafra, and I've been spending way too much time in Vegas.
On June 17th, the Rickshaw hosts the Alternative Tentacles and Jello Biafra's birthday bash. Doors are at 8, and come early for Jello's captivating spoken word. He may even do a song or two. Fuel Injected Point 45 and The Goblins, featuring our own Nardwar, the human serviette, will serve up strange, wonderful rock stylings. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door.
Should be a good one. Jello Biafra at the Rickshaw. And the show you are listening to is Generation Annihilation. Start of the set. The restarts from an upcoming track from their A Sickness in Mind release. Independent Zia was the name of the track. And we followed with a track from the latest UK Subs record, 26. It's on Captain Oi Records. I got the CD with the 12 acoustic bonus tracks on it, but I got to get the vinyl sometime soon. It'll happen. We heard a track called Black Power Salute. And we followed with the Verruckers from the 12-inch vinyl release, Another Religion, Another War. Originally came out in 1984 on Riot City Records, recently reissued by Havoc Records out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Happy to find this one while in Victoria last weekend at the fine Black Raven Records store. And we followed with an act called Dogma Mundista. This one is going back to the mid-90s. An album called Destiny or Greed, and we heard a track called Winter for All. I found this one at the last Main Street Vinyl Fair, which was put on by CITR Radio, the station you're listening to right now. And we end that set off with LA's Total Chaos, a track going back to the mid-90s, Tortured and Abused, and that track was originally done by Anti-Sect out of the UK. And it's about 20 minutes past the hour, so back into the tunes. We're going to hear a brand new Vancouver band. I've seen these guys twice. I saw them once down at the Princeton Pub, and I saw them for the release of this release at Pat's Pub a few weekends ago. The name of the release is called Surf Fukushima, and the band is called the Tubuloids, and this track is called Booze Cruise on Generation Annihilation.
You got some money? Yeah. trust their fate.
Satan making a beer.
And dig into the
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR in a very rockin' four-song set comprised that last set. Start off by the Tubuloids from their Surf Fukushima release. We heard a track called Booze Cruise. And we followed with the Ramones, going back to 1988, the Brain Drain record. Heard an awesome track called Zero Zero UFO, and this was another one that I bought at Black Raven Records, and it's on a record label called Let Them Eat Vinyl, who obviously charge too much for their vinyl, because this was $24, and that's an expensive record, especially at Black Raven, that doesn't have a very high markup. So yeah, but a great vinyl release nonetheless. If you can overlook that Pet Sematary song and Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight, all the rest is the two popular songs that were radio friendly. The rest of this record is pretty rockin' Ramones music. And we follow the Dictators, also out of New York City. I Am Right, title track of their 7-inch I Am Right, also on the Who Will Save Rockin' or the release that came out in 2002 that had the awesome track on it, Who Will Save Rock and Roll, and ended the set off with Liquor Kings from the 100 Proof Rock and Roll release. We heard a track called Satan, Bacon, and Beer, and the Liquor Kings are from Vancouver, and this is the latest from Crimson Scarlet on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
CITR is proud to present a new concert series called Plugged In. Blues combo Garista and audio magician Mark Woodyard perform at the Media Club June 23rd. Tickets are $10 at northerntickets.com.
All right, and in that last set we heard two tracks. Start things off with Crimson Scarlet. We had a track called Window, and that's from a recent 7-inch of theirs. And then a track from Spectres from the Nothing to Nowhere release. We had a track called Remote Viewing, and that is on Deranged Records. Spectres, local acts, who recently had a successful tour of Europe, their second time being over that way. So yeah, that's really cool. And right about now, we're going to hear a brand new track from Black Flag.
Yeah. Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, yes, tune into the Flex Your Head Show every Tuesday, 6 to 8, done by the mighty Steveston Mike. And, of course, I'm here every Saturday from noon to 1. Or sometimes you can hear my good man Fote doing this show from noon to 1. Anyways, that is the Generation Annihilation show that airs noon to 1 every Saturday, which you're listening to. And we start things all off with Black Flag, a recently recorded track from Greg Ginn and Ron Reyes. And actually, listening to that track a few more times, I'm kind of digging it a little more. Not bad at all. And that incarnation of Black Flag will be playing the Chinese Cultural Center here July 20th. And good on them for making it an all-ages event. But I gotta say, the price is a little high. For a band that's been away 26 years, come on, $26. But yeah, it'll be a good show, I'm sure. And we followed with the Peace Corps reissued Toxic Shock Records release. Originally came out on a 7-inch. This is on 12-inch LP with some other tracks on the second side. Heard a track called President's Camouflage out of Portland, Oregon. We heard a track by Salted City from the Rebirth 7-inch title track. Not sure if this band is still going, but they were really good when I saw them at Distort Fest a few years back. And we followed with Axe, who was out of Edmonton in the early 80s, not early 80s, probably mid 80s. This probably came out 86, 87. Yeah, that would be a fair assessment. No rebate from a demo there. There's a track called God Loves You. And followed with Toronto's Kremlin from the Drunk with the Gulag release, 12-inch release on Hardware Records. We heard a track by them called Fanatics. And it's about time for me to get out of here. Don't forget to catch Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, where you can download playlists and podcasts of the show. And you can like us on Facebook as well. And yeah, like us, leave us a comment, do whatever you want. Yeah, hope you enjoy the show. Enjoy the day. Power Chord up next. Hopefully, don't see them, but I'm sure they're coming. And I'm sure there'll be some metal coming your way. Thanks for tuning in. Going to leave you with a track from War Tone. This is brand new on Southern Ward Records. Yeah, self-titled release. This band had a bunch of stuff on Profane Existence Records, but now they've stepped it up a notch, gotten into the bigger league on Southern Lord Records. Yes, with this 9-song, 12-inch release. This is a track called Unfinished Blueprint by Warthorn. Here we go. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and there's no way I could let that last song just fade, because that was wicked stuff. I guess Aaron said that's a band called Chapel, local yeah. band. Man, real Motorhead Venom thing happening there. Very cool. Nice way to segue to going to Power Chord. Anyway, well, I've been off for a little while, but there's been lots of new releases coming out. And one of the biggest releases probably, well, in a way for metal, because this is their first, they've been talking about this for years and years, and now it's finally coming out on Tuesday, the new Black Sabbath album. And although there's...
where can you buy the new Black Sabbath album now? Scrape?
Yeah, Scrape is actually, I was going to mention that, Scrape's going to have a midnight sale on Monday. So if you get down there at midnight, he's going to be open for an hour, and you can pick up the different versions of the albums. And he's also giving you, I think, a deal where if you buy something else, it's sort of the price is like chopped in half or whatever. So it's a pretty cool deal. And there's going to be the vinyl, the double CD, and the regular one. But a lot of, like I was going to say, a lot of haters, you know, are sort of like, oh, well, it's no Bill Ward, no Black Sabbath. Well, I can tell you that this is definitely Black Sabbath. I've heard the whole album, and it really just ekes of the old sound. It really amazes me that they really captured it, and the production from Rick Rubin is outstanding. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much. I want to get on with some tunes. This first set actually sort of relates to kind of a semi-theme. These are all bands that either are iconic in the metal genre but have had little tweaks here and there. Like, for instance, Black Sabbath, which I'm going to start off with. I've been talking about this album for years, and now it's finally coming out. The other big release that for me and probably for Gerald and everyone else who was following Power Chord all through the years, there's a version of this band that's out there now that I have to admit, I mean, I liked it and I played it, but it really wasn't the original, and that's Tank. And Algie Ward, the main voice of Tank, and probably one of the main instigators of their sound, I guess he really never gave those other guys permission to do what they're doing, use the name and all that, and the sound of that band is different. So he's decided to record an album himself, and it's called Breath of the Pit, and he's calling it Tank, but it's like Algie Ward's Tank if you want to do it, just the way the Queensryche sort of soap opera is going on. It's great. My only complaint about it, and I shouldn't even have to say it, it's pretty obvious, he used a drum machine, and I really don't think that was needed. I think he had enough friends out there, he could have used real drums. Other than that, man, this sounds like classic Tank. Really good stuff. So anyway, without further ado, after all these years, probably all you've ever heard is, God is Dead, which the first song they put out, but this is from brand new Black Sabbath album simply called 13, and this is a track called Live Forever. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR, and away we go. We'll be right back.
conscience clear.